News from Kennington. Botched bid to smuggle babies. A woman found guilty of trying to smuggle two babies into this country from Africa has escaped jail. Yuma Dekachuma, 51, of Dante Road, Kennington, had a six-month sentence suspended for 2 years after falsely claiming two babies were hers in an attempt to get British passports for them in Nigeria. Staff became suspicious after she claimed she had given birth to them 1 month after arriving in Nigeria in April 2010 and was unable to produce any antenatal notes. A DNA test found that she was not the mother of the two babies, but she has since refused to tell the police where the children came from or who their biological mother is. Udikchua's passport applications were refused, and she abandoned the infants before returning to the UK, where officers searching her home address found false Nigerian adoption papers stating that the children had been found abandoned on the street. This is a very tragic example of a hidden problem whereby couples are attempting to build families, but going about it in an unethical, unregulated and underhand way, said Mina Enawala, Operations Manager, Children and Families Across Borders, CFAB, an international charity based in the UK, set up to reunite children with their families who were separated through trafficking, smuggling and immigration. This case illustrates how innocent children are separated from birth families overseas and then transported thousands of miles away under the pretense of false pregnancies, fake adoption papers and medical records. CFAB is in collaboration with other UK and international agencies to tackle this abuse of children's rights. Detective Constable Tony Foran from the Metropolitan Police's Sexual Exploitation Team said he originally began investigating 10 cases where British couples had travelled out to Nigeria and gone to the British High Commission to submit passport applications for babies they purported to be theirs. In each of the cases, they were claiming to have given birth to the children within days of arriving in Nigeria. The staff at the British High Commission became suspicious as none of them could provide the correct documents. The applications were rejected and DNA tests were offered, which revealed that none of the couples were the biological parents of the children. As a British citizen, Udikchua is entitled to stay in the UK and has been told by police that if she tries to get the two children into the UK again, she could be arrested at the port. The whereabouts and the well-being of the two infants is still unknown, as Udikchua refused to cooperate with police. She's never told us if she met the birth mother, who the birth mother is, her whereabouts, or whether the birth mother gave up her children willingly or not, or whether she is alive and well, said DC Foran. Although DC Foran is aware of shocking cases of baby farms being discovered in Nigeria, he said in this case, there was no evidence that the children were being brought to the UK for any purpose other than for the suspects to raise them as their own children.